Blog Talk Radio.
Praise be to God, everybody. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome. And good morning. And welcome to the Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda, and I am the co-pastor of House of Manasseh Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. Today, we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manasseh Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to The Apostle Speaks. Praise be to God. Let us pray. God of my righteousness, thank you for the beauty of your righteousness. Thank you for the power of your righteousness. Thank you for the mercy you hold and tender with your righteousness. I am grateful for your righteousness, which leads me in the path that I should follow. As I walk through the valleys and trials, your righteousness guides me. Our nation is stumbling due to greed, irresponsibility, and other sins. And we need your righteousness in our hearts to restore us. Thank you for making your righteousness and wisdom available to all through your Spirit and your word. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. First, let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we enter into this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your peace, your grace, your mercy, and your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, decided, and done within these walls. Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our job and anoint our projects, our ideas, and energy, so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. And Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. When we are weary, please energize us. When we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit. And may the work that we do and the way that we do it brings faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today. And, O Lord, when we leave this place, give us traveling mercy. Bless our families and homes to be in order as we left it. And, Lord, we thank you for everything you have done. We thank you for everything you're going to do. And we thank you for everything you are doing, going to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory,
devotional message, amen, which is entitled Hemmed In. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. And it says, "Stand by and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today." Amen. The writer says, as God as God led the people of Israel out of their bondage in Egypt, he made it seem as if the Israelites were confused in order to tempt Pharaoh into chasing them. This result in the people of Israel being trapped between the Red Sea and the powerful Egyptian army. Certainly, this was a perplexing situation for Israel. Had the Lord brought them all this way just to abandon them? The same may be true for you today. You may feel caught in a situation that has no earthly solution, and you may be wondering why God would bring you so far just to corner you in these adverse circumstances. But remember, the miracle of parting the Red Sea, by which God saved the Israelites, stopped the Egyptians from ever pursuing them again. In much the same way, the Lord has hemmed you in to reveal his glory and provision to you. So take heart. God has not forgotten or failed you. He led you here to this place for a reason, and it certainly isn't for destruction. Rather, it is to show you freedom in an area where you haven't experienced it previously. So do not fear. Stand by, trust him to work, and watch for all his deliverance. Amen? Let us pray. Jesus, only you can solve this. I trust you to show me your powerful salvation. Amen, amen, and amen. I pray that this devotional message was a blessing to you as it is unto me. To God be the glory. And at this time, we are going to say good morning to Father God.
Lord knows my heart anyway.
Amen. The Bible says in Romans 10:14-15 in the New King James Version, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. And after the selection, I will come back with a word from the Lord. Amen.
I want you to put your mind and your focus on the Spirit of God. Allow His Spirit to come into your heart.
We welcome. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. So awesome, he's the type of up at his holy mountain, for he's a jealous God. Bow down to the great I am, for he's a holy God. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. Wave your hands in the air, give us a praise. Let the anointing have its way. Call on Jesus' name. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. So
God. Now, if you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Acts, chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 37 through 47. Amen? That's Acts chapter 2, verses 37 through 47. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, Peter's words pierced their hearts, and they said to him and to the other apostles, brothers, what should we do? Peter replied, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. This promise is to you and to your children and even to the Gentiles, all who have been called by the Lord our God. Then Peter continued preaching for a long time, strongly urging all his listeners, save yourselves from this crooked generation. Those who believed what Peter said were baptized and added to the church that day, about 3,000 in all. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all the while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Let us pray. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, we love and honor you. You have continually reached down to us. We thank you that in your wisdom, you have chosen to make of your family the church triumphant. For the glowing record of its growth in Acts, we thank you. May we today continue to be the church triumphant until that day when your Son shall come to claim us. In his name we pray. And now, Lord God, I ask that you remove self out of the way and allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what thus says the Lord. You will notice that the title of this message refers to the receiving of the word. The text tells what happens when the word is received. The word that was received was the message preached by Simon Peter and is recorded in Acts 2. 14-36. The description of what happened as a result of receiving the word is found in Acts 2:37-47. These results will be considered under two headings. My text for this message is coming from Acts chapter 2, verse 41, and it says, "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Praise be to God." And the title of this message is Conversion as a Result of Receiving the Word. In Acts 2:37-41, a conviction and inquiry. They were pricked in their hearts and said, "What shall we do?" In verse 37. This conviction was twofold. Peter's listeners were convicted of the Lordship of Christ. They saw him as the Messiah who was crucified and risen from the grave. Now, this conviction of the Lordship of Christ led to the second conviction, namely, the conviction of personal sin. The cry, "What shall we do?" is a necessary question for any lost person to ask in order to be converted. It is a natural result of conviction. Now in verses 38-40, instruction and exhortation. Peter instructed his hearers to repent and be baptized. Repentance is the basic and primary requirement for conversion. There is no conversion apart from repentance. Baptism is the second requirement. It follows conversion as an outward sign by which individuals who believe the gospel make their faith publicly known. Amen. So Peter exhorted his hearers to save themselves from an untoward generation in verse 40. Verse 40 must be complete. Verse 40 must be coupled with verse 38 to be saved. As described in this verse, is it a commitment to clean living? Their sins had been the cause of the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. Now, that conversion had taken place. They were exhorted to live lives commensurated with the conversion. In verse 44, obedience and church growth. They that gladly received his word were baptized. Now they believed the message of salvation, since the early church knew nothing about believers who were not baptized. Naturally, they were baptized. Then they were added to the church. In Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47, the continuous results. The four activities in verse 42 are ordinance of fellowship. They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. The teaching of the apostles, the principles of authority, is presented here. Now, this authority is the death and resurrection of Jesus as proclaimed by the apostles. They were qualified teachers. They continue steadfastly in the apostles. Fellowship is the communion of the saints based on a common life of sharing. It is fellowship with God and with one another, a spiritual partnership. They continue steadfastly in breaking of bread. Eating is a sign of fellowship. It forms a bond. Bread is the divine source of support and growth. They continued steadfastly in prayers. They prayed individually and as a church, thus including both private and public prayers. Amen. The five attitudes mentioned in verses 43 through 47 are the effects produced by such a company of believers. Number one, fear came upon every soul in verse 43. This fear is holy reverence. All the people felt a sense of awe. Wonders and signs were done by the apostles. In verse 43, signs are wonders. Were spiritual forces that affected others. All that believed were together and all things common. Verse 44, their sharing Excuse me. Okay. All believe together and all things are common. Their sharing was a voluntary act following the example and teaching of the Lord Jesus. They continually daily with one accord in the temple, the breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, in verse 46. Gladness is a natural joy of the conversion experience in Christian fellowship. Being of one mind and heart is also a product of these experiences. And number 5, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved, in verse 47. Perhaps a clearer rendering of this verse would be, and the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved. Only those who were saved were added to the church, not the unsaved. Amen. So from the first delivery of that divine message, it appeared that there were divine power going with it, and thousands were brought to the obedience of faith. But neither Peter's words nor the miracles they witnessed could have produced such effects. Had not the Holy Spirit been given, sinners, when their eyes are opened, cannot be the prick to the heart for sin? Cannot but feel an inward uneasiness? The apostles exhorted them to repent of their sins and openly to avoid their belief in Jesus, avow their belief in Jesus as the Messiah by being baptized in his name, thus professing their faith in him. They would receive remission of their sins and partake of the gifts and grace of the Holy Spirit to separate from the wicked people is the only way to save ourselves from them. Those who repent of their sins and give up themselves to Jesus Christ must prove their sincerity by breaking off from the wicked. We must save ourselves from them, which denotes avoiding them with bread and holy fear. By God's grace, 3,000 persons accepted gospel invitation. There can be no doubt that the gift of the Holy Ghost, which they all receive, and from which no true believer has ever been shut out, was that spirit of adoption, that converting, guiding, sanctifying grace, which is bestowed upon all the members of the family of our Heavenly Father. Repentance and remission of sins are still preached to the chief of sinners in the Redeemer's name. Still, the Holy Spirit seals the blessings on the believer's heart. Still, the encouraging promises are to us and our children, and still the blessings offered to all that are afar off. In these verses, we have his history of the truly primitive church, of the first days of it. Its state of infancy indeed, and the state of its greatest innocence. They kept close to the holy ordinance and abound in piety and devotion. For Christianity, when admitted in the power of it, will dispose the soul to communion with God in all those ways wherein he has appointed us to meet him and has promised to meet us. The greatest of the event raised them above the world, and the Holy Ghost filled them with such love as made every one to be another as to himself, and so made all the things common, not by destroying property, but doing away selfishness and causing charity. And God, who moved them to it, knew that they were quickly to be driven from their possessions in Judea. The Lord, from day to day, inclined the hearts of more to embrace the gospel, not merely professors, but such as were actually brought into a state of acceptance with God, being made partakers of regenerating grace, those whom God has designed for eternal salvation shall be effectively brought to Christ till the earth is filled with the knowledge of his glory. Praise be to God. And as I bring this message to a close, the most dynamic experience of a human life is conversion to Christianity. I am making an urgent appeal to every lost person here to be saved today. You are saved in the same way as people described in this passage of Scripture. You are saved by repenting of your sins and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. After you have repented and believed, you are exhorted to make this public by being baptized and joining the church. Do it today. Amen. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you as it is to me. Conversion as a result of receiving the word. To God be the glory. And my benediction is coming from Jude 24 and 25, where it says, "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever." And let us all say amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. And now, as our very own Barbara A. Amore is going to come with our poetry, we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. Good morning, Barbara. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you. Praise be to God.
Good. You finished quarantine?
Yes, thank you, Lord. I am ready to get out this house.
I understand. That's good. How's your sister?
So much better. That medication did wonders.
All right. Good to hear that. Give them your thoughts, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to be reading a poem from my book, The Profundity of God, a Spiritual Anthology and Poetry. And this one is entitled, "And Jesus Said, If I Be Lifted Up, I'll Draw All Men Unto Me." From the guttermost to the uttermost, Jesus can draw us in and save us. He supplies our every need. Yes, and he's an on-time God.
Indeed. If you pray, you will succeed. God's got it all. He's got just what you need. He may not come just when you want him, but he's right on time. Through the good times and the bad times, I know. He's a friend of mine. I seek him every day. When I call on him and I pray, when I encourage myself or my friends, reminding us he's there till the end. He will never leave us or turn away. We must continue to seek and search for, knock on doors to, lift up, rejoice, honor him, and obey. God's got it all. He's everlasting. He's everything. He's what we need more of. Think about what he has done for you just today. If you love Jesus, tell somebody about him. Lift him up in your own inimitable way, in your own style. Tell him in and out of season. Tell him, do you really need a reason? Tell him the good news. Tell him the bad news. Tell him how he saved you, raised you, taught you, thought and bought you, thought about you, how he's kept you, has faith in you, and has never left you. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. Will you lift up Jesus? Will you lift Jesus up today? Reach out and help. Touch somebody. Tell them God's got a way that's so high you can't get over it, so wide you can't get around it, so low you can't get under it. You must come in at the door. Who? You know, his son, Jesus, the only begotten one. When you help someone else, remember this, you actually help yourself. It may sound strange or even fictitious, but ask Abraham, David, or Paul. Know this, God's also the turnaround king. You can believe it all. You see, he's working it out for your good. Uh-huh. Seek the good, and goodness will follow. Do it. Be all of that. In the name of Jesus, our soon-coming King. You may teach it or preach it, tell him or sell him, but above all these things, live it. Put it on exhibit. Let them all see. Let them all know that the Almighty God, the Awesome One, he reigns forevermore.
Woo, that was awesome. Thank you.
Miss Hills, are you welcome?
That was awesome. Awesome. Yes, indeed. How can
thank
we
you
live without Jesus? We just
no
can't
way.
No way can
no
we
way
live without him. I don't
not
even
really
know why people would want to live without him.
They don't know yet. They
nope
don't know.
They don't.
But when God, they find out,
we're going to tell them as much as
they
we can.
When they find out.
Yes.
Yes.
That is
praise
truly,
God,
truly an awesome one.
Hallelujah.
All we got to do is lift him up. Hallelujah.
Lift
Jesus
him up.
And he will draw all
let
men
them
unto
see
him. Yes.
Let them see how good he is to you. Yes.
Yes, I tell you, God is so good to me. How
yes
could I not? How could I not follow him?
Exactly.
No one can do what God can do for me. No one.
Nobody. Mm-mm. Not even. Not even.
Nope. nothing, not family, not children, not neighbors, not anybody.
Nobody can do it.
Nobody but him. Ooh, God, I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank
love you,
you,
Lord,
for loving a sinner like me. For bringing me, for making me who I am today. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So as I get ready to close out this part of our service, and, well, as like I always say, I give our speaker 15-minute grace period, and after that, I will come back with our walking in grace and our inspirational music. To God be the glory.
Before you leave, I'm performing this afternoon in a play. So, you know, I'm packing up and preparing for it. I'm going to have you on, but I will not possibly be participating. I need to be out of here very soon, okay?
Yes, love ma'am. You, understandable. I just thank you for being here with me once again.
I will be with you as long as I can, and you're welcome. All right?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, and I love you so much, and have a wonderful performance.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless. So I want to thank all of my Facebook friends and Twitter and Blog Talk and YouTube and Instagram for tuning in to Pray One for Another, The Apostle Speaks. And as we're getting ready to close out this part of our program to go into our second part of the program, I will close us out with Rise by Rob and Ore. Ore.
Savior, he reigns forever.
God. Again, I will play another selection while we're waiting. Well, our speaker is not going to show up this morning, so I will continue playing inspirational music and reading, walking our devotional messages, walking in grace. Amen. Praise God. So at this time, I will play another selection.
This is for my sister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is for my sister. Stay strong.
Yeah.
I pray your strength in Christ.
Ooh.
Don't let the game steer you wrong. Sippin' on the same drink, more than check the same cheap boys, same kush, smoke, same conversation, different stuff, same temptation, same game, same honey, same front, like we got paper, it make you feel big, carrying his gun, tough guy, such a deadbeat to his kids, but he's so fly, 90% of his conversation was all lies, you want two for the price of one, you and your sister like wine, so he buy a drink to get you drunk. I ain't working on your sister's side. Every opportunity get you wish you passed by. Now you both way controlled by another power. Quiet as kept every sucker in the club block with no regret. I used to plot too. I must confess it wasn't right, but that's the price my sister pay. Every night she plays.
She plays the street life, cause there's no place she can go.
The street life don't come with no proposal. Only believe half of what you see, and only 2% of what you hear. I pray your strength will
play. Oh, in the street life, we'll play your life.
I know Jesus in your mouth, but he's far from your heart. No doubt you deceive love from the start. Ever tied your thumb, sipping on your drink, sitting at the bar, five drinks a minute. Now you on a dance floor, heavy breathing, bumping and grinding like you want more. Sweating teeth, dropping it low to the floor. Misrepresent everything you stand for. Showing the games you sold, not told. Remember, you reap what you sold.
People see just who you wanna be, and every night you shine.
just like a superstar. The type of life that plays.
And the ballers don't care for
your dress, your walk, your tongue. You're who you think you are.
She plays the street life, cause there's no place she can go. Street life, it's the only life she knows. Street life, and there's a thousand clubs to play.
Oh, in the street life,
where you play your life away.
Oh, no, no, no.
She attacks you tonight. Get you tomorrow, one night stand in the back of the car instead of demanding respect. You let him trick your heart, you surviving on the edge. Hope you find a baller bouncing around from club to car. He only like you enough when you giving it up. Your friendships can't be taught, so when he sets you up, remember respect can't be bought. So be the real quick, give me all.
Yeah, let the people see
what
just
a real
who you
want to
be. And every night you shine just like a superstar. The type of life that plays a tense and masquerade. You dress, your walk, your tongue.
The ladies are
you're
female,
who you think
but
you
the heart
are
is true. Down for us all, remember patience, race, death, all the money, material things, so you can never feel an empty heart. Don't be ashamed to call on Jesus' name. He'll heal your pain, erase your scar. If you go and worship Son, you can remember Jesus gave his life, and he loves you for who you really are. You a temple of God, a queen, so keep your faith up and look towards the star. I'm sending back Christ Jesus to point the way. To safety, to security. Come to world of the living. Come to Jesus' name.
Until you play your life away.
Jesus loves you. And I love you too.
Come
to world of the living.
Amen. Praise be to God, God of our righteousness. We pray today especially for our communities and our nation. We are in great need of knowing his name, this name of yours once again. Your righteousness gave us the might and power we experienced in the past. Because you are the Lord, the God of our righteousness, we have enjoyed the fruit that comes from following you. Yet now our communities and our nations have abandoned you. We have removed your names in so many places. Pour your righteousness into the hearts of our leaders and into the hearts of our citizens, that we may rise up once again and reclaim the greatness you alone allows us to experience. Give us relief from the violence, poverty, and strife we face in our land. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. In Joshua 1:9 in the NRSV Bible says, I hereby command you, be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened or dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The writer says, I was out on my morning run when I came to the park in our neighborhood and noticed a sign, a paper tape to one of the lampposts. I did not stop to read it, but one word popped out at me. It had three capital letters, FBI. Oh no, I thought. There's been some terrible crime nearby, and the FBI are investigating a killing, a drug bust, maybe some international espionage situation gone wrong. Was nothing safe anymore? Would criminals with guns and knives come running around the corner at any minute? Should I not even go on these morning runs? I stewed on it the rest of the day. It had me so worried that I carefully refrained from bringing it up to my wife at dinner or mentioning it at work. Why get others worried too? I was weary the next day when I went out running, and the next day too. So much that I was unable to take in the view of the river or of the sun reflecting on the cliffs or of the birds rising on an updraft. It was only that Friday that my worries were put to rest. More than that, they were stewed, ridiculed, plummeted. You see, that morning as I came around to the entrance of the park, I noticed a big mobile trailer set up, electrical cords snaking around the sidewalk, lights rolled out from a truck, and a caterer cooking hot breakfast under an awning, FBI. They were shooting an episode for the TV series of that name. An overactive imagination is not necessarily a bad thing, but as I remind myself, it's best used in faith and hope, not fear. Praise be to God. Thank you, Lord, for giving us imaginations and visions. May we use it in love. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
What?
God of Jacob, you are the great and mighty God, and yet you are also a personal God who identifies with mere humans. Like Jacob, we praise you because you are awesome and because you are able to answer our prayers and the prayers of all who seek you. In the early centuries of history, you attached yourself to the Israelite people as their God, God of Jacob. Yet, through Jesus Christ, you are our God, and you have often blessed the land where we live. Because of your goodness, we honor you for honoring those and seek and serve you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. In Acts 16:15, in the NIV, if you consider me a believer in the Lord, she said, come and stay at my house. The writer says, negativity rules as I sat in my rocking chair trying to shape my thinking into a positive and a posture of prayer and meditation. Only a few happy thoughts found purchase among the reports of violence, sickness, and politics, which stretched out before me like the proverbial 40 miles of bad road. I repeated a familiar scripture. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, think of these things, still nothing. I decided to take a more deliberate look at Paul's descriptors. The optimism in Philippians 4:8 could cause one to think Paul's experience as a missionary was all encouraging, when, in fact, it was something outrageous. For example, see 1 Thessalonians 2:2 in the NIV. How could he use an adjective like lovely after the terror handed him in Philippi? He was stripped, beaten, and imprisoned. Unthinkable sacrifices for many modern-day Christians. Paul chose to dwell on things that uplift perhaps even some of his experience in Philippi. A wealthy seller of purple named Lydia, who accepted his message and offered him shelter, saying, "If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my house." And a jailer who tended Paul's wounds after a miraculous earthquake set him free from prison. Like all Christians, Paul understood that no matter the jolts of discouragement, there is a non-rotting rock to whom we cling. The eternal seat of glad tidings, good report, the Lion of Judah, our conqueror, the perfect sacrificial lamb, our salvation, and we constantly find him worthy of praise when we search with our whole heart. Help us, Jesus, to remember that you are always available to show us what is lovely. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, at this time, I will play another selection.
Come on, everybody, open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody, all over the room, open your mouth and worship him. Lift your hands and bless him in this place.
My hallelujah belongs to you, oh Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you, oh Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah.
Sing it, y'all. Come on, y'all gotta come on, say, my
hallelujah.
From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice.
My hallelujah.
Lord,
my hallelujah.
Yeah. Didn't we simply say, you deserve. Real simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord. You deserve it, Lord, yeah.
You deserve it.
All of the glory, yeah.
All of the glory, Lord.
Everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory, Lord.
Y'all got it now, come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord.
You deserve it.
From the bottom of my heart, Lord, I say,
belong to you. Can we lift our hands together one time? My hallelujah belongs to you. Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Of Jacob, forgive us for failing to recognize your personal attachment in our life. As you are the God of Jacob, you are also the God of us. Through Christ, we are reconciled to you and have been given every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. You will even have a new name for us when we one day enter into your presence in eternity. Forgive us for being too tied to the things we can see, smell, and touch rather than to you, the great God of Jacob and the great God of us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. In Ecclesiastes 3:1-7, in the King James Version, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under this heaven, a time to keep silent. The writer says, I am in line at the pharmacy, a slightly elderly woman is ahead of me, leaning on her walker. Suddenly she turns and looks up at me with anxious eyes. In a tight voice she says, have you ever had one of those days when everything goes wrong at once? Oh, yes. The handle on my microwave came off at breakfast, she began. Then the wheel on my walker came off in the driveway. She goes on with a long list of problems. I listen and nod sympathetically. I am truly sorry, is all I can think to say. After filling her orders, she shuffled away. I moved to the corner, to the counter. But I am in turmoil about this woman's hardship. I know I could fix all the things she listed, but I don't know her or where she lives. I don't know what to do. After my purchase, I have just started for the door when the little woman appeared out of nowhere. She squeezes my hand and looks up at me with sparkling eyes. I just want to thank you for listening to my troubles. Sometimes all I need is for one person to know what I am going through, and then I am okay. My grandson will fix my stuff, but you have given me strength for this day. She hobbles away, and I stand there reflecting on how easy it is to help people. just by keeping my mouth shut and my heart open. I thank you, Lord, for all my friends who listen to my woes and give me strength. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
Clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some would ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. Like you.
Jacob, thank you for hearing us in our distress, for delivering us time and time again. Your name is a name of protection. Thank you for demonstrating that protection throughout history. You hid the spies in Jericho by leading them to a woman named Rahab. You gave the Israelites entrance into the promised land by stopping up the waters of the Jordan when it would have been too high to cross. Yours is a name of protection and provision, and we thank you for revealing this to us in so many ways. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. In Exodus 34 and 6 in the NIV says, and he passed in front of Moses proclaiming, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. The writer says, I pull into a parking spot at the optometrist office, that means the eyeglass place, eye doctor. I'm 10 minutes late. Yesterday, a yogurt session woke a wound in my back, and everything about the morning had been slow. Getting up, getting dressed, folding into the car. As I make my way up the sidewalk, I move like a tin man. Truth is, it's not just my body that's rusty. My soul is worn. A couple of my sons are working through tough stuff, and I hurt for them. A dear friend just lost her job. My husband and I continued to feel the peace of panic, and today the latter ebbs close. Good morning, the eye doctor assistant says from behind the front desk. She leads me to an examining room and explains the testing she'll be conduct. I rest my forehead against a cool machine and find myself lured by the cadence of her voice. It's familiar. She's from the South. This dark room feels brighter as she speaks. I pulled back. Where are you from? I asked. Alabama, she says. I knew it. My dear friend is from Alabama. I say, I hear her voice in yours. I remember how Ginger encourages me. All the times she spoke in truth over tears and brought the word to my worry. Suddenly, I'm overwhelmed by the Lord's compassion. I just learned that the first way God describes himself in the Old Testament is compassionate. And now compassion covers me like an embrace. My spirit breathes, muscles in my back unclench. The Lord sees our soul condition, and he reaches for us. Today, his compassion sounds like the voice of a friend. Let us pray. Lord, your compassion is the sweetest salve. Amen. Praise be to God. At this time, we have 7 minutes left in our program, so I will play another selection, and if we have time, I will read another Walking in Grace devotional. Praise be to God.
You came to change my life. You thought I was worth leaving.
That the personal name you have given to Jacob, you will give to us. You called and chose Jacob to be your servant. But through Jesus Christ, you have also called and chosen us to understand your kingdom agenda and to advance your glory on earth. Deliver us from our distresses. Show us the paths where we can cross waters that are too deep for us to cross on our own. Hide us in the recesses of your palm. Grant us favor where we go that we might fully walk in the promises and the blessings you have assigned for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. And I want to thank you for listening to our inspirational music, our devotional messages, and our prayers. In Jesus' holy name, do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Have a blessed day, everyone. We love you, and God bless you. And shalom.